Begin this morning by reading a story that appears in the larger sutra. I'd like to ask everyone to listen very carefully. And after I finish the story, I would like to see if you can tell me what the story is. It's a familiar story. So we're going to read this story. This is from the larger sutra. I want you to listen carefully and tell me if you recognize this story.仏説無量寿経にあるお話あるんですけど、今から読みますので、これ聞くときはしてるかどうかを皆さんにちょっと聞きたいと思います。After sending back the white horse he had been riding, together with the jeweled crown and the ornaments he had been wearing, he removed his exquisite garments and put on a Dharma robe. Then he shaved his beard and the hair on his head and sat upright under a tree, striving to carry out ascetic practices for 6 years in the prescribed manner. Since he had come forth into the world of the five defilements, he behaved like one of the masses. Appearing to be covered with dirt and grime, he bathed in a golden river. Then a deva bent a branch so that he could climb up the bank. Divine birds fluttered about, following him to the location where he would attain awakening. A man named Auspicious perceived a favorable sign and glorified the merit and virtue of the Bodhisattva. In appreciation of this gesture, the Bodhisattva accepted the grass that the man offered, spread it under the Bodhi tree, and sat upon it with his legs crossed. Then he emitted a great radiant light by which Mara became aware of what was happening. Mara came with an assembly of kinsmen to attack and thwart him. However, the Bodhisattva brought them under control through the power of wisdom and forced them to surrender. He then realized the exquisite Dharma and attained the highest perfect enlightenment. Nama bhavats, nama bhavats, nama bhavats, nama bhavats.
その菩薩は今悟りが開こうとすることを悪魔は知るのである。悪魔は一族を率いてきて、その悟りの完成を妨げようとする。しかし菩薩は知恵の力で皆打ち負かし、ついに素晴らしい真理を得て、その上ない悟りを成し遂げるのであると。ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブ
ツ。 Okay. Can anyone tell me what this story is that I just read? Yeah, do you know, Haley? The story of Siddhartha, right? The story of Siddhartha and of one particular time in his life when he did something very special. What did he do? Yeah, do you know, Finley? He became enlightened. And where did he do it? You know? Under a Bodhi tree, under a Bodhi tree. Does anyone know what a Bodhi tree looks like? Yeah? Have you ever seen one before? Yeah, you can see one right now. Can someone show me where Kate, can you show me where the Bodhi tree is? Yes, it's right here. It's right here in the front, okay? So this is a Bodhi tree, just like the tree that Shakyamuni Buddha sat underneath. And if you look at this tree very closely, do you notice something about this tree?
よくよく見たら何かあるんですか ?Yeah? Do you see something? Do you see something, Luna?
There's a Buddha, that's right. The Buddha is sitting underneath this Bodhi tree, right? So this was a very, very special moment in the life of the Buddha when he sat down underneath this Bodhi tree and he'd been working very hard for 6 years. Of his life. He'd been studying hard, he'd been meditating, he'd been sleeping outside on a cold, rainy day like today. He would sleep out under the rain, he wouldn't get very much sleep at all. He would stay up meditating even though it was very cold and he was shivering. He would continue to work very hard, and even when it was very hot, he would sit out under the hot sun and work very, very hard, studying and practicing to become enlightened. He did that for 6 years until finally he collapsed from exhaustion. He collapsed from exhaustion, and then he received a gift of milk from a young woman named Sujata, and he received a gift of grass from a kind man. And so here we have that represented here. We don't have grass, but we have some nice leaves here that represent that cushion that the Buddha sat on. I mean, grass are kind of leaves, right? And so the Buddha sat on this comfortable cushion. He sat under this tree receiving the shelter. Receiving the shelter. And when he sat down, he made a promise. He said, I'm not going to get up from this spot until I become enlightened. I'm going to sit here until I become enlightened. And then when he did that, it said that a great light shone from the place where he was sitting. And that someone by the name of Mara saw that light. And I want to talk today a little bit about Mara. Has anybody heard of Mara before? Do you know who Mara is? Yeah? Haley, who is Mara?
A demon that stands for temptation.
That's right. He's a demon and he tempts, he provides temptation, he provides fear. He distracts people from their path of right living. The Mara in Buddhism is a character. He's like a kind of a bad guy, kind of like a Wile E. Coyote. Do people still watch Wile E. Coyote these days? A sort of a naughty character who distracts people and tries to keep them from accomplishing the good things that they're trying to do in life. He's trying to keep the Buddha from becoming enlightened. So he sees this light. He sees this light and he becomes very worried. He becomes very worried because up until that point, Mara had been very, very successful at confusing people. The world was full of confusion. People didn't know what was right and what was true. And Mara had been having great success. He'd been doing really well. He'd been keeping everybody nicely confused. But then he saw this guy and he said, "This wise man, this wise person, he's been working his whole life to defeat me. And now he's getting very close. And once he defeats me, it's never going to be the same again. Nothing will ever be the same once this man realizes liberation, once he breaks free from my world." So Mara said, "I've got to stop him. I've got to stop him." And he started by talking to his three daughters, who were very pretty and very fun. They were like the cool girls. They were popular. Everybody wanted to hang out with them. All the other girls thought they were really fun. All the other guys thought they were really cool. Everybody wanted to be with them. They were a lot of fun. They were very cool. And so he sent them to the Buddha to distract the Buddha, to try to convince the Buddha to give up on his practice and come and party with them. He said, "Come on, come with us. We're going to have a good time. We're very pretty. You can hang out with us. You can be cool like us." And the Buddha said, "I'm not interested. I have more important things to do right here, sitting under this tree." So then they went back and Mara said, "How'd it go?" And they said, "He wouldn't even look at us. He completely blew us off. He's so dedicated to what he's doing." And so Mara said, "Okay, now I'm going to have to bring out the big guns." And he called up his cousins and he said, "Get your sharp swords. Get your bows and arrows. We got to go and attack this guy. We got to scare him." So Mara, he went to where the Buddha was and he got his bow and his arrow and he drew back his bow and he pointed it right at the Buddha. And he said, "This is not what you should be doing. You're a king. You're a prince. You should be back in the palace. I'm giving you one last chance. Why don't you give up and go back to the palace where you belong?" The Buddha said, "No thanks. I have more important things to do right here." So then Mara called all his cousins. And Mara doesn't have normal cousins. He has very, very scary cousins. Some of his cousins had the head of a ram. So they had a human body, but they had, it looks like a big sheep with horns. Some of his cousins had a human's body and a cat face with big fangs and whiskers. Very scary people. You would look at them and say, "That's not right. That's not the way it should be." And they all came with their sharp swords and their bows and arrows, and they all came to try to attack and scare the Buddha. What do you think? Do you think he got scared? No, he didn't. Because he was so brave. He was so brave and he was so wise. And he said, "No, I won't be frightened." And they were all shouting and trying to shoot bows and arrows at him. Said the arrows, they would fly through the air and then just drop to the ground. One of them threw a bunch of poisonous snakes at the Buddha. He's hurling poisonous snakes. And the snakes would just stop and lie down and go to sleep in front of the Buddha, because everyone recognized this man has more important things to do. In the end, Mara said, "You don't belong here." He shouted at the Buddha, "This is not your place. You need to go back to the palace." And the Buddha said, "No, this is my place." And he reached down and he touched the ground. And he said, "This is my place and the earth will prove it." He reached down and he touched the ground, and it said when he touched the ground at that moment, there was a great earthquake. The earth shook, and Mara knew that he was defeated, and he gave up and he went home, and nothing was ever the same. Because that next morning, as the morning star rose, the Buddha became enlightened. He realized perfect enlightenment. He realized that that was his place and that his path was the path of truth, not to be distracted by chasing after the things he wanted, not to be distracted by running from the things he was afraid of. When the Buddha became enlightened, nothing was ever the same, because he showed us our way, our path to be free, our path to defeat everything that's scary, our path not to be distracted by what other people say when they're trying to confuse us and tell us and bring us on to the mistaken path. Maybe they don't realize what they're doing, but we who realize what is true in our lives, we need to stay true to our path. We need to be able to say, "This is my place." Everybody may be saying, "No, you should be afraid. All these scary things are happening. All these scary things are happening. It's all coming from outside. You should look. You should chase after this next fancy, beautiful thing. Run after that. That's going to bring you happiness." Happiness comes from running from what is scary. Happiness comes from chasing after what is fun. The Buddha shows us, no, no. True peace is right here in this place. We don't conquer our fears by turning and ignoring them, but by looking and finding that what we're afraid of is here in our own hearts. We see sometimes, lately more often than not, we turn off the news, we see people doing very bad things to other people. Maybe we start to be afraid, when is somebody going to do something bad to me? The Buddha says, no, look within. Look within. It's not someone coming from outside, but look within and ask yourself, when is it going to be me who harms another? That is the question that we're called to ask as we reflect on the life of the Buddha, who showed us that the true path to peace of mind is not looking out somewhere outside ourselves, but looking within our own hearts to claim this place right here where we are, my life as it is. Sometimes joyful, sometimes sad, sometimes easy, sometimes difficult, But right here, this is my life. This is where I can find the true peace of mind.
私たちの人生は、まあ、よく外から怖いことが入ってきて、外に欲しいものがあって、自分の外からいいものを探して、自分の外から怖いものから逃げろとするお心ですね。でも釈迦様は、そういう人生じゃなくて、今私の中に、幸せが私の中にある、苦しくなることは私の中にあるということを確認して、菩提樹の下に座って、悟りを開こうとしたときに、とっても怖いマラがやってきて、鬼のような大軍をやってきて、怖がろうとしても、釈迦様は怖くない。なぜなら、本当の怖さは、外にあるものではなくて、自分の心の中にある。で、その解決するのは、外にどこかに逃げるんではなくて、ここに行って自分の心の中によくよく見て、その正しいものを見つめるのは怖さの解決方法であると釈迦様が菩提樹の下に悟ったことでございます。 So at this time as we celebrate the life of Shakyamuni Buddha, let us look to the inspiration he provides us and the inspiration he's provided throughout the years in the Nembutsu. Shinran Shonin himself, the founder of our tradition, he took these teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha and he said, I know that these are true. People tried to convince him, no, that's not the right teaching. They sent him into exile. They sent him far away from people he knew, from his friends and family. They took away everything that he had. And he said, no, I know that this Nembutsu path is my path. This is my teaching. He had the courage to stick true to the true path that he knew. And we too must, in the midst of this time of confusion and difficulty in our lives, be able to say, this is the true path. Not to look for something outside, but to look within ourselves. This past week, the bishop of the Buddhist Churches of America, Reverend Kodo Umezu, came here and spoke to us. And he says, we all try to preserve ourselves. We all are natural human beings. And communities and nations also are like people. They try to preserve themselves. Just as we as individuals must look within our hearts to find the true path, as community and nations, we also must look within our hearts and see what is true, and see that the true resolution to the difficulties we face is not somewhere outside of us, but is here within our hearts and looking at our own way of living. This is the inspiration we can take from Shakyamuni Buddha and his life. So we gather here to celebrate his enlightenment on Bodhi Day. Don't run from what you're afraid of. Look closely at your own fear. I'll conclude here. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho. Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.